Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, April the 25th, 2011. You know, yesterday was Easter Sunday, or as some like to call it, Resurrection Sunday. It's the day when people first saw the resurrected Christ. Now that must have been pretty awesome, to see him in his resurrected body, wouldn't you think? You know, the Bible says that there was one occasion where over 500 people saw him at one time. How would you have liked to have been in that meeting? You know, speaking of the resurrection, lately I've been thinking about what Jesus Christ accomplished. And as I was considering it, I thought about three words. Actually, there were two occasions where three words were spoken that affected all of mankind. First, Jesus Christ came to redeem mankind, right? And during his earthly ministry, he always did the will of his Father. He carried out the law perfectly. In the Gospel of John, it says that Jesus said, "My meat is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." Now, the work that the Father sent him to do was God's plan for redemption and salvation. Remember, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish and have everlasting life. Part of accomplishing that plan was for Jesus Christ to die for the sins of all of mankind. The scriptures tell us that because of Adam's disobedience, sin and condemnation came upon all mankind, but by Jesus Christ's obedience, redemption, salvation, eternal life, and righteousness was made available to all of mankind. Now, Jesus willingly laid down his life for you and for me. And right before he died, he uttered three words that literally changed the course of the human race. He declared, "It is finished." It is finished. He completed the work the Father sent him to do. The full price for mankind's redemption had been paid. It is finished. And then he laid down his life. Now, because of what he accomplished, redemption and salvation are now available. The Bible says it's a gift. It is free to us, but it came at a very high price. But nonetheless, the price has been paid. Eternal life is a gift. Just like we cannot earn our own redemption and salvation, we cannot earn eternal life. The price has already been paid for us. You know something else? Righteousness is also a free gift. We could never by our own works become righteous before God. It's a gift bought and paid for by the completed work of Jesus Christ. Forgiveness is also a gift because of what Jesus Christ accomplished. The Bible says that now we have forgiveness. We are righteous. We are sanctified. We have eternal life and so much more. So when Jesus Christ said, "It is finished," wow, what a declaration. Now consider another three words that were declared. There are those who don't believe that Jesus was the Son of God. I know that. Some think he was a great teacher or a wonderful prophet. But how do we know, without a shadow of a doubt, that he really was the long-awaited Messiah, that he really was the Redeemer, that he was indeed God's only begotten Son, conceived by divine conception, a human being born of Mary, but nonetheless God's only begotten Son? How do we know? How do we know that he really did complete his Father's work and that he really did obtain for us redemption and salvation and all the other great realities? How do we know for sure? The resurrection. There have been those who have died and were raised from the dead, but they have died again. There's only one human being who has ever died and been resurrected from the dead to die no more. Only one. And the Bible says that God has given assurance. He has given something very concrete to believe. He has given us the assurance that Jesus really is the one because he raised him from the dead. You see, it's the resurrection of Jesus Christ that marks him out. It's God's stamp of authenticity, if you will, that Jesus truly is the one who completed it all for mankind. And that's why, when the angels who were there at the empty tomb uttered those three words were words of the greatest hope to mankind that were ever uttered. Those three words from angels, who, by the way, are messengers from God, speaking for God on His behalf, those three words gave assurance to all of mankind that when Jesus Christ said, "It is finished," it really was finished, because God raised Him from the dead. The angels said, "He is risen." Well, that's it for this podcast. If you got a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark this site. You don't have to check back to see if I posted something new, because you'll get notified personally every time something new is posted. Doesn't cost you anything to subscribe to the blog. It's free. And if you do decide to subscribe to the blog, as my way of saying thank you, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. Have a great week. Remember, He is risen.